The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. This is the time in which I say, okay, what's on your mind? And I'm not going to restrict you. Maybe just some time, because we just don't have forever. But 770-5633, open phones. And it's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Or maybe you have a little pearl of positivity. I'm willing to listen to you one way or the other. 770-5633. There's one line open, but let's get... Oh, that's starting to fill up here, too. Before we get to the phones, though, I just want to let you know of a pearl of positivity here. And I'm going to see if I can get Dr. Jane Orient, MD, on to talk about this on tomorrow's show on Wheels Up Wednesday. And this is some good news, some good legal news here. There is a precedent-setting ruling in favor of the First Amendment issued yesterday by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. AAPS, which is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org, by the way, is a group. This influential court established the right to object in court to censorship of doctors' speech on topics ranging from government COVID policies to abortion. This is according to AAPS General Counsel Andrew Shafley. And the court held that there is a constitutional right to hear that enables a sponsor of conferences such as the plaintiff, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons Educational Foundation, to challenge censorship that chills presentation at its events. Shafley observes that this landmark ruling will be cited nationwide for decades to come. And you think about this, folks, as Anthony Fauci is being barbecued over in Washington, D.C. But a lot of this chilling of speech was brought by the people who richly deserve to be barbecued, like Anthony Fauci. Of course, I don't know why he hasn't been stripped of his pension for the crimes that he has done. I think a lot of what is going on in D.C. right now is theater. Will they ultimately get to the core of the corrupticos? I don't know. But still, the fact that a court has said that, this whole idea that you can just, strip the certification of doctors for disagreeing on abortion or ivermectin or COVID or any other thing, of vaccines, whatever. And they're saying, no, you can't do that. So how this will play out, I don't know. But I'm going to get Dr. Jane Orient on tomorrow. I'll bet she'd be available, and she's always very smart in talking about that. All right? So on to the phones right now. Lucretia from Ashland takes a different tack this morning. How you doing, Lucretia? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to play Sherry this morning.
Oh, yeah. So you want to talk about movies and things. Okay.
Yeah. However, this one's not a little pebble in my shoe. This will put a atom bomb in everybody's shoe.
Okay, which one's that?
Well, okay, it's called, not like, you know how Bush Sr. talked about New World Order?
Yes.
New World Order?
Yes.
This is titled Old World Order.
Oh.
And you can find it if you go to, it's on YouTube and Rumble, but just go to Stu Peters, S-T-E-W Peters. And what it's about is everything you learned about our history, almost, is a total lie. What you're going to see is there were 60 incredibly immaculate, we couldn't even begin to build these incredible stone buildings. With just amazing, gargoyles and beautiful stonework.
Are you talking about Washington, D.C., Lucretia? I'm sorry to interrupt there.
No, all over America.
Oh, okay.
All over America and almost all the cities. It was just incredible building. And you're going to see the doors were 20, 30, 40 feet high. You wouldn't even, and I wouldn't even be able to reach the doorknob, Bill.
No kidding.
Filthy.
Yeah. Okay. You know, so what is the implication then of Old World Order? What is the implication of it? Just briefly, because you've obviously watched this, because I want to find out if it's worth seeing.
Because we're going into a world where, basically AI, our brain's totally controlled. We just live in little 150, square foot homes that Klaus Schwab talked about.
Right.
But let me just tell you a couple other things. You're going to see there was all these places, like you can go to a hardware store, you can go to a food store, you can go to a furniture store. These were incubator baby places you could go to. That was the title, incubator babies. You buy an incubator baby. Or there was orphan trains where whole trains.
Okay, now are you talking about Old World Order back then?
This is back in the 1800s.
Huh. All right. This is sounding very much a little bit like, you know, in the year 2025 or 2525, that old song in the late 60s. But
well, you're going to see San Francisco and all these cities, just the whole place deserted, not a single soul. Now, how do you have, you know, no people out at 7, 8 a.m. and places where, you know, everybody's fishing and already going out and about?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Since you've given me a taste for it, so it's called Old World Order. Look it up on YouTube and Rumble. And you're saying that this is going to be a really interesting education, right?
Just one last thing. There's going to be, you're going to see incredible insane asylums, like they put all the people like us into those. There's cities. You're going to see Airbuses that could carry like 1,000 people with dance floors and restaurants, and they were much safer. You're going to see all these stone buildings.
Okay, how old world are we talking about? How old? How far back?
These are buildings in the 1700s, 1800s.
Okay. Now, it's not even Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I'm intrigued by that. I appreciate the call, Lucretia. Let me go to Crazy. We go from Lucretia to Crazy Jean, or not so Crazy Jean. Hey, Jean, you wanted to talk about a movie, too. Go ahead. Hello?
Staying on Showtime right now.
Okay.
But
okay, what's it called on Showtime? What is it?
The Island.
The Island, okay.
And anyway, these people are living in this underground military base, even though they do not know that's where they're at. And it's like a nice city under there. And this doctor set the whole thing up. And all these people are clones of other people outside that they're going to use for body parts. When their bodies give out, they'll take the clones' parts.
Oh, now, are the clones are they self-aware to the point where they realize that someone's going to take their spare arm and make it someone else's real arm?
They don't know that part, but yeah, they walk around their regular little community down there. Everybody has friends and neighbors and stuff down there. Yeah, they do not realize that when they win the lottery to go to this island place, that they're actually being harvested for parts.
Yikes. Yeah, stay away. I don't think that the state lottery has gone to that extent yet. Yeah, you've won the lottery. Go have your legs removed or your kidney removed. Or else, what was that like, old Monty Python bit there? It's, for your liver. Wait a minute, I'm using it.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they grab the card out of his wallet and says, what does that say? Liver donor. Need we say more? All right. Yikes. So
the
island.
You will believe in the good thing, but you'll never even comprehend that how bad it could actually be. So the truth is not something you ever want to learn.
All right. Well, in this particular case, though, watching the island will make us feel better about the present. How about that?
Yeah, well, it would be more lies and more make-believe. It's more fairy tale.
All right. Thank you, Gene. Let me go to Dave. Dave's over in the Iron Gate. It's open phones this hour. On Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, you have a pebble in your shoe about to any twosome, newsome, gruesome, and the $44 billion. What's up there, Dave? Go ahead.
They totally mismanaged this state. They got a $44 billion hole that they dug with their finances, and then they have they did an audit on the governor on a $24 billion unaccountable money for the homeless. You think you got it bad there? Well. California's got it worse. Now, Siskiyou County doesn't have homeless shelters, so we don't have very many homeless here. They're mostly locals, and they're okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, how is the Hmong community integrating over there? Because I've heard some reports that a lot of dope growing and drug growing or drug dealing going on in that community, and other people are saying that things have changed. What?
Here, where I'm at, a lot of the Hmong have moved out.
They have.
The Hmong that are here now are not growing anything except maybe a garden for food.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks
and
for
They're nice people. Since the dam's removed, one guy's got his property up for sale, but I doubt he'll get what he's asking for it.
Probably.
It's got a 25-gallon a minute well. So.
Well, 25-gallon a minute's not bad, but is the water good? I guess is what I'm
yeah,
asking.
Yeah, it's 35 degrees.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the call there, Dave. 770-5633. It's open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. We can noodle around to whatever you feel like. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Cherry.
Oh, Cherry, your ears were burning with Lucretia talking about that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw a movie after looking at 10 trailers of just gore and assassins and plots.
Wait a minute. Assassins? Assassins, those are my favorite movies. I love assassin movies. I don't know what that says about me. Maybe that's my frustration with the political system, that you just want to be, you know, in a fantasy world, you would just go and, you know, take care of business when it needs to be taken care of. But anyway, I digress.
Well, you're Kill Bill.
Oh, that's very funny. I didn't think about that. But anyway, what movie are you liking right now, Cherry?
I was really amazed. It was called What You Wish For.
What You Wish For.
What You Wish For. And it was about two chefs who were professional and fantastic, unbelievable. And this one chef was poor and the other one was rich. So the poor one contacts the rich guy and he goes to check this guy out in another country because that's where he's cooking. And it was, oh my gosh, it was shocking, fascinating, kept my complete attention. It had micro expressions on the actors.
And when you talk about What You Wish For there, you said you were shocked. Were you shocked because it's kind of like a horror movie? How would you describe the genre? Because, you know, Linda is a wonderful cook, so she might enjoy a chef kind of story. I'm just kind of wondering what kind of story it is. Right.
It was amazing. It was NR, which means it was kind of intense, but not in, you know, okay. It was, oh my gosh, I had to cover my eyes in some.
Oh, is it a horror movie?
But, well, I would say it was both a suspense slash horror.
Oh.
You know, and it thrilled you. You didn't know what was going to happen next. There was surprises and a twist turns. And the whole bottom line is this one chef who was poor rethought of being rich.
Mm-hmm.
And because he got there, he got to a point where he attained like incredible chefhood with these rich people. And it was fascinating. I mean,
but he wasn't necessarily happy from the sounds of it, or was he?
Oh. Now you got it. Now,
yeah. Well, okay. I hope they're not conditioning us for the Klaus Schwab world, because when people say, oh, you know, people have so much trouble here. They win the lottery or they get all this money and then they become miserable. It's like, hey, listen, I would like the opportunity to experiment with that misery. What about you? Huh?
Well, you got to have hobbies. But the thing is, the ending was chilling.
All right. We'll take that. So What You Wish For.
You've got to watch it.
What You Wish For.
So not Be Careful For What You Wish, but
What You Wish For.
What you wish for. Yeah. What You Wish For.
All right. We'll do.
You ultimately get.
All right, Cherry. Thanks for the call. All right.
Bye.
829. Open phones. It could be about anything. It doesn't have to be about film. And it doesn't have to be about Trump either, which is what I like about open phones. And I'll share some other things, including some emails of the day, some great emails coming in. And we'll kick those in, too. And it's not all about Trump.
How do you know you're selling your home with the right agent? Hey, it's Lars. I'm going to tell you, in Medford and Southern Oregon, the right agent is Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Trust Jared to get the job done. With Jared and his team, you're going to get years of experience and the know-how to navigate the market right here in Medford. Jared and his team have exclusive strategic options to get your home sold. Combined with Jared's highly effective marketing, why would you think of working with any other agent in Medford or Southern Oregon? Best of all, Jared guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or he buys it. Now you know why real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I can't stop talking about Jared Hokanson. Call the only agent I recommend in Medford and all of Southern Oregon. Call Jared Hokanson at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-SOLD. Or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service. American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Plowser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Plowser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Plowser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Meyers Show.
And this is Open Phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. David is here from the Bay Area. David, you wanted to talk about, we kind of just stumbled into a little bit of this, what happens when you win the lottery and some people don't do all that well or whatever, but give me your story. Go ahead.
Well, back in, I used to live out in Colorado, mm-hmm. and there were any number of people that won the lottery out there, and there came to be a study of how their lives went after they won the lottery, and it showed that about, if I remember right, it was 76% of them, their lives were ruined, mm-hmm. and a lot of it had to do with they couldn't trust anyone anymore. And so they were, you know, all of the people that really loved them found that the person that won the lottery was surrounded by ass kissers. They were surrounded by, you know, takers and hucksters and whatnot.
You know, David, that's not all that different when you see people become big music stars or big movie stars, too. And then the posse arises, right? That kind of development, that sort of thing. Hanger-ons.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so all of the people that really care for them stay away, and the people, the hangers-on, the posse, just linger and hover and subvert, and they play all sorts of games with them. And so the person that wins the lottery, their lives can't be trusted anymore because of these hangers-on.
I wonder if one of the challenges of someone who wins the lottery is maybe the overall demographic of people who play the lottery here, David. And I'm wondering if that may have some influence. You know, you have someone who has been, you know, I think most of the people who play the lottery are of modest means. And I'll admit that I've played the lottery from time to time when they get pretty big, too. But I don't make a habit of it usually. But,
right.
You know, you've been hand to mouth for a long time in your life. Let's say maybe, the breaks didn't go your way. And then all of a sudden, wow, you know, here's that $5 million check handed to you. Right. And many people can be overwhelmed, let's say, especially when you think about those huge ones, those huge, huge deals of, you know, it's a completely different world when you're trying to manage and deal with the pressures of that kind of instantaneous wealth. And I could see why it could overload people pretty easily, wouldn't it?
Well, right. And there are a lot of books that are written about this, and it's not necessarily the people that win the lottery, people that inherit vast fortunes. They're totally sheltered lives. I remember reading this book about, I think it was called The Origins of the American Fortunes. The book was written back in the 1930s. And if I remember right, it was it talked about one of the Vanderbilts. And if I remember right, the father's name was Commodore Vanderbilt. And he had a son that had a totally sheltered life in upstate New York. For until he was like 12, he had never been anywhere in his life other than nanny's skirts and on the estate. And so his dad was going to take him into New York City to show him what he did for a living. And he takes him down to the train station, and all of these people are waiting on the platform. And the kid looks around in awe, and he says, "Father, who are these people?" And it's this whole, you know, the kid grew up in total opulence, and everything that Nanny told him was supposed to be God's honest truth. And who knows if Nanny knew anything. And it, and I not to get too carried away with this, but if you know about Trump's history, his father used him as a tax shelter. And so from the age of three, he was worth a vast fortune. His dad was plunging hundreds of thousands of dollars into him, and he could never allow him to play with other kids because he would disclose things about his father. And so Trump also had a strange, sheltered life where he could never interact with average people. Because his father was using him as a criminal money laundering operation.
Well, I don't know about the criminal money laundering thing, but I think that certainly explains, you know, given, and I think you are right about some of that history of former President Trump there. And I know that he was sent off to military school at one point, too. And I could imagine that maybe that's one of the reasons why he enjoys the crowd, you know, these days. You ever think about that?
Well, I couldn't say. I couldn't say because I don't think he actually interacts with people, whether it's by the Secret Service or by the posse that surround him.
Yeah.
But since he doesn't pay anybody, you know, he doesn't even pay his lawyers. He's got all of these hangers on that usually leave broke.
They usually leave broke because they're attacked by the system. But, you know, back to your point about the lottery winner, it's an interesting study there on that. OK, I really do. I appreciate that. You and I might disagree on Trump being afflicted, I guess, by the great wealth. But I don't know. I don't know about you. I wouldn't mind trying to learn how to work with that and risk it. What about you? Think we could learn?
Well, you know, in the case of Trump, Trump's got this famous quote about, "I love the poorly educated."
Well, I remember that. I've heard that too. All right. I know where you're going here, but let's not make it all about Trump at this point, all right? But I thought the rest of your argument was interesting. Okay, David? I appreciate that. 770-5633. Let me go to Ranger. Hey, Ranger. How are you doing? Welcome.
Doing well. Thank
Great.
You.
What's on your mind?
Okay. As I was saying, I came from a very poor family, and so I understand being poor. My heart is for the poor, the truly poor, the poor that are poor because of circumstances and not by choice. I have zero compassion for a person that chooses or allows themselves to be put into that circumstance. And I resent the fact that I'm taxed. My tax money goes to people who are leeches on society.
Do you think that all the homeless are there because they kind of forced themselves to, or, you know, made choices to get themselves in that situation? Are there any that are sort of victims of circumstance, or how would you differentiate that?
Like I say, people that are poor because of circumstance, help them. They need it.
Mm-hmm.
The mother that her husband died, and she's struggling to support her children. Yes, I say help them.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that chooses makes poor choices and allows themselves to be put into that homeless situation.
Well, I pray that there are enough good people out there that might be able to help some of these individuals see the way. And I'm going to tell you a story, and I can't be specific about who it is that that I'm speaking about. There was a police officer in Oregon that I'm aware of who has had to deal with the homeless a lot on his beat. And there was one time that this one gentleman who was just continually being in the parks and just... And this cop was having to take this person to the to the jail again and again and again, and, you know, doing all this. But he got to the point where he started, you know, learning more about this homeless guy. And he would be taking this guy to jail here, Ranger, and he would be saying, and he would be kind of using tough love, and it'd be like, "What the F is wrong with you? You're just effing throwing your life away. What are you doing this? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he would do this every time that they would get together. You know, you've got a family, you've got a, you know, a wife out there someplace, and you're just throwing your life away on it. What the hell is wrong with you, right? And this officer would go on to this again and again. And, you know, it affected that homeless guy, from what I understand. I had a report that he ended up hearing that in his head enough times when it came time to, well, am I going to get my next hit of drugs? And he got back together with the family and has a good job now and has gotten off the streets. So it is possible. It is possible. But we do have to care to a certain extent, but we have to help them care. You agree with that? I think that's kind of what that one cop was doing.
I can understand that, but the resources, the vast resources put into the homeless that choose to be there, just tremendous.
Oh, I know. It's millions of dollars here in Southwest Oregon.
I just have so much trouble with the huge amount of money and effort. So
you would be just like cold turkey hardcore then. There'd be no assistance.
I find that the greatest motivator for a person that to cause a person to want to work and straighten himself out is missing two or three meals.
All right. Hey, Ranger, I really appreciate your thought. Very thoughtful, all right? I don't know if we agree on everything, but I appreciate where you're coming from, especially having grown up poor yourself. It's 8:42. Hey, if you're on hold, I will get right to your calls here. It's Open Phones. Open Phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. You know, the interesting thing that that I've noticed, though, oddly enough, is that when you look at surveys, is that people who have been poor, people who grew up poor especially, many of them end up being incredibly ultra-generous, understanding what it's like to be on the other side of that coin.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon Magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon Magazine.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden set to sign an executive order on immigration, tightening asylum limits on the southern border. Republicans complain it's all about politics. The White House previously argued the president could not take unilateral action on the border and already did everything he could to stem the flood of millions of illegal aliens into the country. Hunter Biden is back in court in Delaware this morning, where opening statements are taking place in his federal firearms trial. On the 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, China is celebrating a milestone in its lunar mission. Chinese flag said to have been planted on the far side of the moon before a space probe lifted off, homeward bound with rock and soil samples. Dangerously high temperatures holding parts of the Southwest in their grip. The forecast calls for the intense heat to spread from Texas to California as the week progresses. More details, srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
An intelligent solution is influenced by timing. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It is rebate season for Bryant cooling products. Don't swelter in extreme heat. Now is the time to replace your heat pump or air conditioner. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable all summer long. That means uninterrupted air conditioning throughout the hottest days of summer. Call Advanced Air for intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Online at myadvancedair.com.
Save with factory rebates on high-efficiency air conditioners. Visit myadvancedair.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority. your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
It is 845-770-5633. Making good time of the Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday calls. We have David in Phoenix. Hello, David. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Always a pleasure. What's up?
Pebble in my shoe. I guess it is kind of a boulder.
Okay.
People over the past several years, many folks at meetings and get-togethers are telling me, you know, what's wrong. We have lots of meetings about what's wrong in the county or what's wrong in the country or what's wrong with the economy. And we did win one here in Jackson County, saving our three county commissioner system instead of going to districts. So we lucked out.
I'm very grateful. That was a big one. That was a big one. Yeah. And kind of threw everything we had at that one, for sure.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to everybody. So thank you, one and all. But a few months ago, you hosted a gentleman, and I don't know if he has a newspaper, a blog, if he's online, on TV, I don't know. But he had, he writes about the list of the woke companies, mm-hmm. what woke is, and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And I even remember the pause that you did. That's why I'm calling. Because you were taking it, you know, like you, I kind of was expecting Apple Computer or the NFL or the NBA or maybe a movie, you know, like Hollywood movie company or whatever, right? Nike shoes or something, Amazon or something. And none of those were in the top 10. None were in the top 10. But number seven of the top 10 woke companies, and I'm sure a lot of people are like, was Costco. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I do.
So,
and I'm a Costco member, too.
Yes, I understand. So am I. So here's the deal. Here's why it's a boulder. We all want to run out and do something, get a generator or buy an AR-15 or, you know, I don't know what, get a propane barbecue grill and a freezer full of beef while we can still get it, to show the world that we're, you know, we're standing our ground and run up a flag on the flagpole, whatever. That's all cool. But I know that a lot of people aren't big on boycotts. But after I saw the, I didn't even know it was even happening because I've been out of it for a while because I just scratched it off. But they had a few months ago, they had a thing. It was a Taylor Swift program with football bookends on it. Do you remember that? It was on a Sunday.
Yeah, I think so.
I walked down the street,
yeah.
And everybody was glued to their TV sets and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought after the Kaepernick thing that people were going to pull the plug on the NFL. But I saw a lot of white males just oohing and ahhing, jumping up and down like monkeys, you know, talking about it and stuff. And I didn't know that. So my boulder in my shoe is when I ride by Costco, the parking lot is full either at the gas station or whatever. Why would you give money to people that hate you? I don't understand that. So I'm wondering why people want me to contribute money to different groups or to vote or to do different behaviors or write letters or call in. I'm calling out. My boulder is, how about quit shopping at Costco? So what do you say, Bill?
Well, I have even consulted that myself. Costco is another one of those organizations which has started to become hard to buy around if you're a bulk purchaser. That's been a real challenge. And so but it's kind of like trying to not deal with Amazon, you know, even within my broadcast world of buying replacement parts. You know what it's like to try to get parts right now without going to eBay or Amazon these days?
And I'd call the Secret Company in Fortuna, California. I'd start with those people.
Well, they're not going to sell broadcast parts. I'm talking about broadcast parts, not like little radio parts and things like that. Secret's fine, by the way. I'm just talking about there are certain realities. I think the best you can do sometimes with some companies is to restrict as much of it is of it as possible. I get that, you know, where you're talking about. I really do. And believe me, I have thought about this quite often myself, and realizing that the Kirkland Corporation probably hates each and every one of we Southern Oregonians that are right of center, but they just like us to fatten the corporate bottom line.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. Mm-hmm. That's not really my boulder. My boulder is this. People will tell me what I should do, whether it's at the Republican women or whether it's at a Grange meeting or whatever, what I got to get out and do or what I shouldn't do or whatever. Well, I'm saying, how about doing something that's inconvenient for you? Mm-hmm. How about not going to Tinseltown and watching Hollywood movies? You know, how about not having your cable TV and gluing to the TV tube? Go out and mow the lawn and paint the house. Go live real life. And if you have an AR-15, which you couldn't give me one, I'm a bolt man, I can't carry that much ammo. One shot is what you need to do. You don't need to throw ammunition downrange. How about going out and doing some target shooting, you know, with your kids and whatever, and get away from the stupid TV set. I don't see.
Now, as you talk about getting a firearm, don't go to Dick's, right?
What's that?
And now when you do talk about sporting goods, you don't go to Dick's, right? You know, back on the woke thing, right?
I don't even think they sell firearms anymore, do they?
They probably don't. They probably don't. I haven't been in there for a long, long time because of the wokeness.
Went down the toilet. Okay. Yeah. We have small mom and pop shops here, anyways. We're lucky in our area.
Yeah. For the time being, we have mom and pop shops.
Well, I call them mom. They're small.
I get where you're coming from. Hey, point well taken. That's a hell of a boulder. It really is. It's wide.
Yeah, it bothers me. Okay, but anyways, you have a good day. We're all heading for the 15-minute city with the little red wagon, so be happy, everybody.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, don't forget that you'll be growing your vegetables in the backyard with sewage effluent, okay?
I'm already doing that, but the birds have already eaten my starch. So I'm feeding the wildlife, so I'm an environmentalist. I must be indigeneity already.
Go ahead and recycle it. Eat the birds. All right, thanks, David. Let me go to Gino. Hey, Gino, how you doing this morning? Sorry,
good morning, Bill.
I had to let David wax poetic on that for a little while. That was
for sure.
Interesting
for sure.
Riff. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah. By the way, it's not Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. It's Foxtail in Your Sock.
Foxtail in Your Sock. Boy, Foxtail in the Sock is the worst, isn't it?
I went out there on the lawn the other day and just knocked all the heads off before they ripened.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have that in my backyard, too. I got the foxtails in the backyard I got to knock down before the weekend. Mm-hmm. Sure. Go ahead. What's on your mind, though?
So your conversation this morning ranged far and wide. One of it was financial literacy, and the other was about Trump and his money, if you will.
Sure.
And I want to tell you a story about back in 2017, I was doing one of my usual financial literacy intensives where we go through week after week for almost like 6-8 months. And one of the parts of it is we sit around the table and talk about our financial history, like what did you learn from your father? What did you learn from your mother?
Sure.
What did you learn from your neighbors? And when that question came up, a young man said, I grew up down the hall from Donald Trump.
Oh.
And everybody stopped and looked at him.
I grew up down the hall? That's interesting. I bet that's an interesting story.
And he said Donald would come around the house or would come to their house for or come to their apartment for dinner once a month, which he did by circulating through all the people that were near him. In other words, this man went out of his way to connect with every neighbor in his house and talk to them. And so everybody's looking at, what did you learn from Donald Trump? He said, well, the only thing the man ever asked me was, what are you going to do with your life, son? How are you going to make the world a better place? You've been gifted with this wealth. How are you going to make the world a better place, son? What are you going to do? He said, he just bugged me. And all he would ever ask me was, how are you going to use your privilege to make this world a better place?
That's interesting. That's what Donald Trump was saying to this young man as a boy, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
By the way, he went through my financial literacy class, shall we say, lost his hatred for money and began to recognize it as what it is, just a tool. It's a screwdriver.
That's right.
And so from 2017 till now, I just talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and he has built himself a real estate portfolio. He's got quite a bit in savings. He's completely out of a debt. His business is taking off, and his mother, recognizing the change in him, has turned the estates over to him.
Interesting. Great story, Gino. Thanks for making it, too. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? In addition to providing pump installation and repair, Siskiyou Pump installs water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus conducts real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with their drilling division, they can consult and drill your well, too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish. Serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years, visit SiskiyouPump.com.
The following preview has been rated immature for all audiences except metal roof enthusiasts and small children. In the not-too-distant sunbaked future, in a world where leafy debris and pine needles collect on unsuspecting homeowners' roofs, where just one seemingly harmless airborne ember could cause a catastrophic fire, two unassuming technicians...
He's talking about us!
...embark on an epic journey to fabricate and install fire-resistant metal roofs on Southern Oregon buildings. Heroes will rise. Fire hazards will fall.
This is awesome.
This summer, call the Metal Roofing Division at Fontana Roofing and witness the sheer...
So what do you think?
So it's like we're superhero firefighters except without the supernatural powers, form-fitting costumes, and inherent danger?
Exactly.
Can we drive big, shiny red trucks?
Maybe in the sequel.
For an epic fire-resistant roof, call Fontana Roofing's Metal Roof Division. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
And before we take off from Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, which will be on 105.9 in Grants Pass, also 106.3 and 106.7 for KMED, and the jukebox then returns to 99.3 until tomorrow morning at 6. And let's do another email or two of the day. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. While you wait, crowns available. Pretty interesting stuff. They have an in-house lab there. Find out more. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Get your appointment today. Leslie writes, Bill, I find it interesting that now President Trump has been convicted in a kangaroo court that Democrats suddenly like the word felon. Whatever happened to the language shift to person under... whatever. To quote Mr. Biden. I find that interesting. Hey, Linda Anderson writes me this morning, kind of upset. Bill, Tennessee State Senate passes bill banning chemtrail spraying from the political globe. And she says, you have willingly withheld this information, calling it a conspiracy. Shame on you and how you have treated callers like Letitia and others regarding this unbelievable travesty on humanity. Linda, I haven't withheld any information from anything, but what I'm not going to do is just sit around and yak about chemtrails every time there's a line in the sky. What have I said about this for a long time? It's like, if you have evidence of spraying, get your evidence, take it to your government, and get laws passed if you wish. But on the other hand, don't call me every time there's a line in the sky, which can arguably be just a standard old contrail, and say we're being sprayed every time. There gets to a point where there's a little bit of hysteria that goes with that, okay? Meanwhile, Cindy writes, hey, Bill Meyer, what is up with all these chemtrails exploding? Is it Bill Gates aerosol? Is the chicken flu compatible with aerosol? Please let me know what you know. Thanks. Cindy, yes, okay? We'll talk again tomorrow. Take care, all right?
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes.